Thank you, Peter. Good morning. I would like to present the possible commercial protocols for recovering ripening capacity of MCP-treated European pears. My name is Yan Wang. I'm the post-harvest physiologist of Oregon State University. Dr. Xingbin Xie is a postdoc research associate, and Dr. David Sugar is a professor of Oregon State University. There are about 20 million boxes of fresh pear sales each year in the Pacific Northwest, including Washington and Oregon. Among the seven major cultivars, Angel is the most produced pear in the Pacific Northwest. 10.2 million boxes of green Angel and 1 million boxes of red Angel. Superficial score is a significant factor influencing post-harvest management of both green and red Angel. The physiology of superficial score, in general, ethylene production induces the accumulation of alpha-franici in the fruit peel. And then alpha-franici is oxidized into conjugated trienol compounds, we call it CT compounds. The CT compounds are toxic to the peel of the fruit and then cause the scald. The current commercial control is by using the antioxidant isoxaquine. So isoxaquine, it can stop the oxidation of alpha-franici, and then there's no CT compounds, and then there's no scald. The antioxidant isoxaquine is applied commercially by truck drenching, or by online screen during pre-sizing or during packing, or by thermal fogging. The thermal fogging of antioxidant and post-harvest fungicide is increasing in the Pacific Northwest on both apples and pears. However, the current commercial control is not adequate. For example, in last storage season, we have significant loss due to the superficial scald in certain production lot. So we found out that isoxaquine efficacy on superficial scald declines for the fruit received the minimum amount of accumulated cold unit. For weak fruit, for example, unbalanced nutrition, lower calcium and high nitrogen, and too mature of the fruit, or the fruit received the NAA pre-spray, pre-harvest for the fruit. And the subsequent efficacy on superficial score declines for delayed application of the subsequent after harvest, and for the long-term CA storage affected by the CA timing and the oxygen level in the CA storage. And also, pear is the only horticultural crop for post-harvest use of isoxaquine. So, alternatives of the isoxaquine are needed. MCP at 100 to 200 ppb can control superficial score of Angel pears as long as you apply the MCP within 3 weeks after harvest, because the fruit starts to produce ethylene after 3 weeks after harvest. Estimated amount of 5 to 10% of the European pears in the Pacific Northwest are treated with MCP. And the MCP application on the pears is tend to increasing. However, a continuing challenge for MCP application on the European pears is the MCP can control superficial score, but at the same time, it inhibits the ripening capacity of the fruit. Consumers enjoy the European pears with a buttery, juicy texture after ripening. So, the objective of this research is to develop commercial protocols to recover the ripening capacity of the MCP-treated Angel pears while still controlling superficial score. The method we tried include, first, to increase the storage temperature. Second, to apply the MCP with ethylene together. Third, post-storage ethylene conditioning. We also tried using delayed MCP application or late harvest maturity of the fruit. So the increased storage temperature for the controlled fruit with no MCP treatment and stored at the commercial storage temperature, which is 30 degree F, is minus 1 degree C. So the controlled fruit increased the ethylene production after 2 months of storage. The dotted line. And the controlled fruit developed the ripening capacity after 3 months of storage. But the superficial scald developed after 3 months storage at a very high percentage. If the fruit treated with MCP and then stored at the commercial storage temperature 30 degree F, the green line, the MCP totally shut down the ethylene production for a total of 8 months of storage. But the fruit did not develop any ripening capacity during the 8 months of storage, the green line. Definitely there's no score, zero score for 8 months of storage, the green line. If the fruit treated with MCP and then stored at 36 degree, the temperature is too high and then the fruit lost the storability quickly, so the data I did not show here. If the fruit is treated with MCP and then stored at 34 degree F, the red line, the fruit starts to develop ethylene production after 5 months storage. And the fruit starts to develop ripening capacity after 6 months storage. And develop a very minimum amount of the superficial score. That means it's a commercially accepted level of superficial score. However, this fruit at the higher temperature storage lost the green color. The buyer always wanted the green color of the angel fruit. The good thing is if store this MCP treated fruit store at 34 degree and in CA storage, in CA condition, the CA can maintain the green color. So the elevated storage temperature could be a commercial protocol to recover the ripening capacity of the MCP treated fruit and still control the superficial score. Among the ethylene related genes, we found out that ACS1, ACO1, ETR1 and ETR2 play critical role in recovering the ripening capacity of the MCP treated angiol pairs stored at the elevated storage temperature. So the left picture is a controlled fruit with no MCP treatment and then stored at 30 degree after 6 months storage and plus 7 days at room temperature to ripen. So 100% of the fruit developed the superficial score, and MCP treated fruit stored at 30 degree, no score, but no ripening capacity. If the fruit treated with MCP and then stored at 34 degree, the fruit can still no score, but can develop ripening capacity after long-term storage. Apply the MCP and ethylene together. If apply MCP at 300 ppb plus ethylene at 300 to 600 ppb, and then the fruit start to increase the ethylene production after 5 months storage, and develop ripening capacity after 5 months storage, and develop a minimum amount of superficial scald. This treatment can also maintain the green color of the fruit in storage. If apply MCP at 300 ppb plus ethylene at too high concentration, like 1500 ppb, this treatment lowers the MCP efficacy to control superficial score. So the right picture is combines MCP with ethylene together and then store at 30 degree F, and then the fruit with no superficial score but get the ripening capacity after long-term storage. Post-storage ethylene conditioning, We treated the fruit after storage, treated the fruit with ethylene at 100 ppm for 48 hours at room temperature. So the ethylene conditioning can increase the ethylene production after 6 months storage for only red and new pairs. So the ethylene conditioning could not increase the ethylene production of the green and new pairs. So the ethylene conditioning can ripen the fruit for only for red and new pairs, but not the green and new pairs. We found out that the ACO1 play a critical role in recovering the ripening capacity in the MCP treated red and new pairs upon the post-storage ethylene conditioning. We treat the fruit 1 week after harvest, 2 weeks, and 3 weeks, and 4 weeks after harvest. And then we found out that as long as within 3 weeks after harvest treated with MCP, the fruit could not develop ripening capacity. And if you treat the fruit 4 weeks after harvest, the fruit could develop a little bit ripening capacity but did not control score. So the delayed MCP treatment may not be a useful commercial strategy to recover the ripening capacity. Delayed harvest. We harvested fruit very late, and then in some year it could develop ripening capacity after long-term storage, but not in some other years. And the too late harvest of the fruit even can develop the ripening capacity, but easy to develop the mealy texture. So delayed harvest may not be a useful strategy for commercial use. Conclusions. The possible strategies for recovering ripening capacity without losing superficial score control of MCP-treated and new pairs after long-term storage. Store MCP-treated fruit at 32 to 34 degree F in CA condition. Simultaneous application of MCP at 300 ppb plus ethylene at 300 to 600 ppb and store the fruit at 30 degree F. And post-storage ethylene conditioning for the red and new pairs. Delaying MCP treatment after harvest or delaying harvest may not be useful strategies to increase the ripening capacity of MCP treated and new pairs. Thank you for your attention and research support from Washington Tree Food Research Commission, Pacific Northwest Pear Research Commission, Pear Bureau Northwest, Columbia Growers Food Grower Commission, and AgriFresh, and the cooperation of the local packing houses. I would like to take questions.
Are there any questions? Yeah. I have a question about the alpha farnesene. After initial treatment with MCP, when they begin to recover their ripening capacity after some months, is the total amount of alpha farnesene suppressed at that point in time for pear?
Yes, we did determine the alpha farnesene development during the long-term storage for the MCP treated. Yes, it's depressed the accumulation of the alpha farnesene. Yes.
Any more questions? Yes.
Yeah. Question is if I treat the MCP with the ethylene together at the same time in the one chamber, yes, we shoot the MCP and the ethylene at the same time. Yes.
Okay.